This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, starting today, U.S. fast food restaurants, grocery store chains, convenience stores, if a chain has 20 locations or more, even movie theaters, have to start posting calorie counts for all to see. Is that Big Mac and fries really worth the 1,120 calories? The law, a provision of Obamacare, applies to fast food retailers, as I say, with 20 or more locations. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at it.
Back in 2007, the grocery chain Wegmans began posting calorie counts on its prepared foods. Nutrition and labeling manager Jane Andrews says that opened a few eyes.
What we saw happen would be that the product developer, let's say they're making an egg salad sandwich and it's 800 calories, and they said, we're not going to put that out there.
In response to the labeling changes, Wegmans now sells smaller portions of prepared meats, fewer egg salad sandwiches, and more dishes where vegetables shine. In New York City, the first place in the nation to require calorie counts a decade ago, Starbucks switched from whole milk to 2% as its default. Dr. Sonia Angel is the city's deputy health commissioner.
We can't say for sure that the regulations were responsible for it, but the timing certainly makes us think this is the case. And we expect that other companies made similar decisions.
There's little evidence the labeling requirement has pushed up prices, but if the law leads businesses to use fewer processed foods and artificial preservatives in favor of fresher ingredients, prices certainly could climb. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.